Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WJXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haynes Falls, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Ingrid. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 13.
I'm Antonia. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 12.
I'm Emily. I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
And Quinn, previously Maddie. Ingrid.
Gina.
Farzana.
Also known as Moshi.
And sometimes Bermuda and I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about books. Isn't that lovely?
Big surprise. Whoa, mystery show. Cha.
But it's not. Oh, okay. Yeah. What book did you bring, Quinn?
I didn't bring it. Well, I did bring it, but it's an audiobook, so it's not like I brought like a book with me. But it's another Terry Pratchett book. Again, surprise, surprise. It was between that and The Hunt, but then I wrote a review on The Hunt, so I didn't want to do that.
Where can people read your review on The Hunt?
On our blog. We are bound by books at wordpress.com.
We have a blog?
Yeah, we have a blog.
An awesome blog.
What's Hooray. It about?
Is that a trick question?
Books!
I think it's about what our radio show's about.
Whoa! Really? Oh my god, you mean you can find us somewhere else?
Our reviews and archives?
So yeah, we link to the archives of the show.
So if you miss, like, one of our shows and you're like, oh my goodness, I missed it, now I'm going to die. You can just go on our blog and listen to it, and then you will survive.
Then you'll have your daily dose of Ingrid. Ding.
Yay.
Anyways. So, Terry Pratchett.
Terry Pratchett, So, there's this one book, which is I'm not talking about, but it involves all our main character, witchy characters, going somewhere else. And while they're away in foreign parts, the place that they live, which is in the mountains, called Lankra, or somewhere, something like that, I don't really know how to pronounce it. Where these three witches live, and they're going off and, like, fighting people, fighting bad witches, and while they do that, a bunch of girls who want to be witches, but then they don't want to, like, help people, like all the witches do in the Terry Pratchett books. They just want to, you know, like, do fancy magics and paint their fingernails black and, like, dance around. They suddenly decide to dance at this place called The Dancers.
What a creative name.
Yeah, I know. The Dancers. But they're, like, these big stones with, like, iron in them. And they keep the place of the lords and ladies away. And it's this world where the lords and ladies live. And lords and ladies are actually elves. And the whole book is basically around these two things. One is these witches coming back to their home after months of being gone, and our youngest one is going to get married. And on the day she gets married, the lords and ladies come. And the lords and ladies are not nice. Well, they are nice. Well, they're not nice. They're pretty, and they laugh, and they're fun. But what they think is fun is twisting your arm until it breaks.
Yay!
And smashing things. And being terrible people.
That sounds amazing.
I know, it's wonderful. And I really likes it. Aww. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's wonderful.
Hooray.
Did I miss the title of the book?
No, it's called Lords and Ladies.
Oh, okay. I did miss the title of the book. But I didn't miss that there are lords and ladies in the book.
No, you didn't.
Or that it's by Terry Pratchett. No.
Lords and Ladies by Terry Pratchett.
Is the audio recording read by one person, or does it have a cast?
One person. They're all read by one person. Well, there's, like, three people who do the reviews. It's, like, Stephen Briggs and then Nigel Planer, who's one of the young ones. You know about the young ones?
Nope.
You're all giving me blank stares. Oh, my goodness. It's a funny show. That's sadness. Anyway, he plays the hippie in The Young Ones.
Hippie.
It's nice.
Hooray.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
That's it.
That's it.
Are you crazy?
Nope.
You're not.
It's your turn.
My turn.
Yep.
Okay, well, I brought a book. Well, I didn't physically bring it, but I read a book. Well, I didn't actually finish it. Okay. I started to read a book for school, and it is called The Diary of Anne Frank, and it's by Anne Frank.
That's a sad book.
It's her diary. Yes. And so I had to read a biography or autobiography for school, so I'm hoping that this counts. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think it probably does.
It's like an autobiography because she wrote it.
Yeah,
exactly. About her life.
And so, yeah, I didn't finish it, but I'm going to. And I don't really want to talk about it until I'm done with it. But I'll give you the main idea, and you'll probably hear about it again, like, some other week. But it's about this girl, and her name's Anne. And,
surprise, surprise.
Yeah. It's very surprising, isn't it? Uh-huh. She's growing up during, like, World War II, I think. Yeah, pretty sure that's when. And her family originally lived in Germany, and they're, like, a Jewish-German family. But then they ended up moving to Holland, and then they were living in Holland. And then they had to go into hiding because the Nazis were, like, after, I think it was her sister. Yeah, her sister's name is Margaret. Not Margaret, just Margaret. And so then they go into hiding in this, like, attic place with this one other family. And stuff happens. And it's basically her diary from, like, when they were up there in the attic.
It's kind of funny because one of the girl is getting married. Her name is Margaret.
Margaret.
No, not Margaret. Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Like Magrat.
Magrat.
And
ew.
She's always annoyed because she thinks if only the priest who told everybody what her name was, if only like her mother had just told the priest what her name was instead of writing it down, and she wasn't a very good speller.
Mm-hmm.
So her name is Magrat, and she's annoyed at this.
Magrat?
Yeah.
Is this in the Terry Pratchett book?
Yep. Even though she's in lots of Terry Pratchett books.
Yeah.
She's kind of soppy. They describe her as a wet hen. I don't really know what that means, but that's what she is.
Probably a expression.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe she looks like a wet hen.
I think she does.
Or maybe she is a wet hen.
Maybe does she have feathers?
I doubt it. Well, I think,
have you ever met her? She might.
No, I think she's the kind of person who, like, occasionally would, like, put a feather in her hair. And that, I think, is one of the things. She's kind of soppy.
Yeah.
And, like, our other characters are like, we don't need a soppy person around. Go away.
A sopping wet hen.
I don't know. Maybe. Ha, ha, ha.
What about you, Ingrid? What did you bring?
I didn't bring a book. Because I'm still reading Maze Runner. Because the beginning was really boring. But I stuck through it. And now it's getting really interesting.
Is it interesting enough that you think you might read the next books in the series?
Yeah, I definitely think I will. But I really want to read the next Maximum Ride, the last Maximum Ride, Nevermore. Because I miss Iggy.
I also heard a rumor that your mom is reading Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
Is she liking it?
She hasn't started yet.
Oh, she hasn't started.
She said she's going to read it.
Wow.
You're such a good influence.
I know. I'm such a fangirl. I must make another one. Good job, Mom. I love you. Love you too, Dad.
I could talk about a book.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 really?
Mm-hmm. Talk. Talk for us. Talk.
Speak, Emily.
I read a book recently called Splintered. It's by A.G. Howard. It was a debut novel. It's her first book. And it's about a young girl named Alyssa Gardner who can hear sort of insects and flowers talking and thinking about things and singing. And her mother also had this affliction and has ended up in a mental institution.
Oh.
Because of that, and also because of a certain incident connected to that, which I won't spoil. But that you learn in reading the book. And the two, the mother and daughter, it's Alyssa and Alicia, I believe, is the mother's name. And they are descendants of Alice Liddell, who is the inspiration for Alice in Wonderland.
I love that movie and book.
And, of course, this is a fictional book.
Wait, which movie?
Alice? The movie Alice in Wonderland?
There's, like, three of them.
Oh. All of them, I guess. I love them all.
But so this is apparently a family curse that has been passed down since the original Alice. And at some point, Alyssa, I'm going to get their names messed up. Alyssa, the daughter, realizes that Wonderland is true.
I got to read it.
And that is that her mother isn't insane, but actually they can hear these birds and flowers talking because of this curse. And because of something that happens one day at the institution, it is looking like if she doesn't go to Wonderland to end the curse, that they're going to do a procedure on her mother at the institution that is going to be sort of irreparable and do irreparable damage to her. So she has to figure out how to get to Wonderland. And then once there, she has to do a series of tests to break the curse and to sort of fix the wrongs that the original Alice did when going to Wonderland. So she has to, like, drain the sea. You know how Alice cries and makes, like, an ocean of her tears? She has to figure out how to drain that. She has to wake up the sleeping tea party.
I can't even tell you how much I love Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. A movie that I really like, it's called Tin Man. Mm-hmm. And then I saw another one called Alice. And then I just read on Wikipedia, like, several days ago, that they're directed by the same person. And all of a sudden, it makes so much sense. Because they're both, like, one is, like, Wizard of Oz, clearly, and then the other one is Alice, and then they're almost, like, exactly the same. Like, their main character is kind of the same. Like, similar personalities and that kind of thing. I don't know. It's goodness.
So, like, what kind of things do the, like, flowers and animals, like, say? What sort of things does she hear from them?
I don't remember. I remember the only one I really remember is there's a vase with some flowers in it that are complaining about being cut and wanting to be buried. Mm-hmm. And to not just, you know, be thrown aside, but to actually have, like, a proper burial. And so she buries them.
Aw, sweet. How does she find out that she needs to go to Wonderland? Does, like, something tell her? Or?
I can't remember. I will have to look that up. I can't remember if her mother says something, or there's this, there's a sort of moth character that is in her dreams, takes on a human form.
Mm-hmm. The caterpillar?
It's not the caterpillar.
It's not?
No. Or is it?
Like, it could be.
Wonderland's a confusing place.
Because, I mean, you have the caterpillar, and then it turns into a moth, or a butterfly, or whatever it does. Mm-hmm.
But Wonderland if you've read Alice in Wonderland or seen the movies, you'll find a lot of familiar things in this book, in her H.G. Howard's version of Wonderland. But she also takes like a creative,
were the Tweedles
takes a creative
in it?
Spin on it, sort of.
I love the Tweedles. They scared me when I was little, though.
Yes, everything's a little different.
Wow. I read a book.
Like, the white rabbit isn't really a rabbit.
What is he?
Yeah. What is he? He's not
always. He's like a skeleton-y creature.
That's awesome.
It's kind of creepy.
I gotta read this book now.
His name is White. I think it's White Rabbit.
Yeah, I read a book recently, like you probably know if you listened to a show before, called Headley, the Life of Crime. And they also made connections, not to Wonderland, but to Neverland from Peter Pan. Like, a lot of stuff had to do with Peter Pan. And, yeah. Hmm. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had an idea for a book. They would make, I don't know, like, a dystopian novel or a fantasy novel or what. But the idea would be that there was this scientist guy, and he made this, like, fog that it washed over the world, or maybe, like, a city or something, that where everything became, like, everything got a conscience. So, like, everything alive suddenly got the ability to, like, speak and be, like, human in a way. Like, have human intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I really like that idea, and I'm playing with it a lot because I think it's cool.
It is.
So extremely. Does that include plants?
I'm wondering about that, because the thing is that I was toying with the idea that nobody could eat meat anymore, because then it would be like killing someone. But then also, if it, plants were included,
then you'd just be killing starve. Plants.
Exactly. So I don't know. Who knows?
Be like, bro, don't eat me. No, 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 no!
Maybe just things with brains.
Maybe.
I don't know that plants have brains.
They might.
I've never seen one.
They have a nuclei.
And a nucleus. And a nucleolus. Yeah, self. Science.
Yeah. We're definitely A+ science students.
Totally.
Can't you tell?
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
I'm like a B+.
I like physics and chemistry and stuff, but I'm really bad at biology.
I know, I'm like, I didn't really like biology, but physics and chemistry is really fun.
Yeah. I have a test on cells tomorrow.
Ah. Good luck!
Yep.
Yeah.
My sister is doing, like, neuroscience.
I wanted to be a veterinarian for a while, but I was like, no. Now I want to be an architect, like Annabeth from Percy Jackson.
When I was little, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And I also wanted to be a zookeeper.
Yeah, funnest job on the earth.
Yeah. I never wanted to be a veterinarian because then you had to, like put dogs to sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to be around animals, but I don't want to, like, chop them into bits.
I don't want to be a veterinarian or a zookeeper anymore.
Yeah. I want to be a movie director.
Can I star in your movies?
May I also star in your movie?
Only if you go to, like, acting school.
Darn.
What if they're just naturally talented?
Okay, yeah, okay, exactly. then they can. But you're totally gonna have to audition.
What if we end up auditioning against, like, someone like Jennifer Lopez or Brad Pitt or something, and then we all
are you all auditioning for the same character?
Yes. Yes, we are. Me and Antonio are gonna play Tweedledum and Tweedledoo, and our competition will be Brad Pitt and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I think I don't want famous people in my movies, because then people are like, oh, that guy, he played so-and-so in this movie, and then they don't take your character seriously.
No, but then they go like, oh, that's my God, I so totally love Brad Pitt.
That's why I need to see this movie.
That's why I like Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games, because, like, you haven't really heard of her before. But then you see her in Hunger Games, and you can totally believe she's, like, totally convincible Katniss.
And now she's, like, only Katniss, and if you saw her in something else, you'd be like...
Like Silver Linings Playbook or House at the End of the Street.
You'd be like, yeah, Katniss. Wait.
Katniss, what are you doing dancing with that other man? Go back to PETA. Go back. Yeah. Go. Back to Panem. Back to Panem.
Yeah. There's the guy who plays, whatchamacallit, Baltar in Battlestar Galactica. I saw him in another science fiction once, and it was awful. I'd be like, hey, what are you doing here? You, like, started the planet Earth. What are you doing here? It was awful. You're such a horrible character. And then he played, like, a nice character and the other thing, and it was annoying. And
Well, in terms of Jennifer Lawrence, I have to say I'd seen her in two movies before I saw her as Katniss, and I still saw her as Katniss. So
what, two movies?
Even if you're so perfect in one role, if you're a good enough actor and if you have good enough direction and a good enough script, then sometimes you can still be sold.
And a good enough makeup artist.
What two movies?
I saw her in Winter's Bone.
Oh, that.
And X-Men First Class.
Yes. I forgot about those. And she was in this other show, too. She was in this other show, too, I believe. I don't know what it was called, but I know she was in a different show.
I trust you.
My parents wouldn't let me watch Winter's Bone. Well, they would, but they're like, no, it's family night. We're not watching Winter's Bone. But I'm like, but Jennifer Lawrence, Mommy! Hunger Games! I'll have a fangirl spasm on the floor if you don't let me watch it. And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Did you say it in that exact voice?
I said it more like this. Wah!
Was it fun?
Yes, quite.
Yeah. Great.
Probably more fun than the movie. Yeah. It's a good movie, but it's not the most enjoyable movie to watch.
But it has Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's very good in it.
Good. I love her.
Does she play like, who does she play? Like a main character?
She's the main character. Ah. She's like a young woman caring for her siblings.
I like just her.
Like in the Hunger Games. Yeah. And Alexandria Daddario, whoever played Annabeth in Percy Jackson. Even though her hair wasn't blonde in the first one, it's in this one, and she's still really pretty. Even though she's not 12.
She's not?
No, she's 26.
I always wondered about that, because how the heck do you do, like, play a 12-year-old and then, like, play a 16-year-old? Like she goes back in time and stuff, and so it's, like, confusing.
I was watching a movie, and I got so angry at it that I had to turn it off, and I don't remember what movie it was, but it was because there's, like, a 30-year-old playing, like, a high school girl. And I was so mad because everyone was freaking out about how pretty she was. And I'm like, but she's like 37. And it was horrible.
Yeah. Did you say it in that voice?
Yes.
Yeah, like, sometimes I wish things would happen in movies that I know are never going to happen. But I'm like, wouldn't it be really cool if this character just suddenly did this? Even though I know that's totally uncharacteristic of her. But it would be wonderful, wouldn't it? You know? I wish.
I got a bracelet that said happy on it.
Yeah, I saw. It's wonderful.
It makes me happy.
I got an infinity ring.
I noticed.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty it's amazing.
It makes me
like all that stuff. It goes on forever.
And ever. And ever.
It makes me think about life and the beauty of, oh my god, what am I saying?
Well, that was deep, Ingrid. That was really deep.
I'm a very deep person.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should go on our blog.
Yeah.
Yes.
You totally should.
We will love you if you go on our blog. And then if you want, we'll give you a shout out. Just find a way to contact us. Maybe we're joking.
By our
comment
email.
Us. Comment.
Hi, Jack.
Comment. Comment.
Comment your name and funny things we should say. Nothing inappropriate, though. We can say it in our fangirl voices.
I don't know if I have a fangirl voice.
I'm going to make
you don't.
Nope. I need to work on it.
So it's wearebound.wordpress.com.
We are bound by books.
Do it.
WordPress.com.
Do it now.
You should.
Young Padawan.
Write it down.
Antonio wrote a Young theme song Padawan. To help you remember it.
Yep.
We are bound by books at wordpress.com.
Yay. Oh, and? If you really can't find it and you're freaking out because you can't find it, you can just email us at wearebound@gmail.com.
If that's easier.
And you can be like, hey, you should read this book. Or hey, you should talk about this book. Or hey. Elephants.
I'll say that on the air if you'd like. Elephants. Farts.
No, it's
hey, elephants.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Ciao.
No, not see you literally, next week. 'Cause that's creepy, but bye.